Nipissing MPP Vic Fedeli announced on Friday that the Ontario government is supporting 37 job placement opportunities in Nipissing with an investment of $1.2 million through the Northern Ontario Heritage Fund's Workforce Development Program. The program targets existing and emerging markets and addresses the skilled labor shortage in the north. The Ontario government recognizes the need to support career development opportunities in Nipissing, said Fedeli, who made the funding announcement from Mincon Canada's production floor in North Bay. That's why we're investing $1.2 million through the NOHFC's Workforce Development Program to enhance our local economy and provide the financial backing for our local business owners so they can hire high-quality interns. Some of the NOHFC internship investments include $55,016 for Mincon Canada to hire a quality technician intern to manage its quality management program and a supply chain assistant to manage the shipping, receiving, and inspection of incoming and outgoing products. General Manager Belinda McDevitt said, "One of the standout features of Mincon Canada is its unwavering commitment to quality and reliability. In a strategic move to enhance our workforce, Mincon Canada has hired two interns using funds provided through the NOHFC Workforce Development Program. This initiative has enabled us to expand our team and undertake projects related to supply chain and quality control, while also providing meaningful career development opportunities in North Bay. $35,000 for Rise Controls Inc. to hire an automation specialist intern to design and control the company's automation systems. We'd like to thank NOHFC and MPP Vic Fedeli for the funding opportunities that help break down some of the barriers for new and expanding companies. This funding has allowed us to grow our team here in North Bay, and we are proud to be building automation and robotics expertise in the North," said Dominic Girard, the founder of Rise Controls. $35,000 for SYCTR Logistics to support a second-year electrical apprentice to become a licensed tradesperson. Andrew Restoul, the owner of SYCTR, said, "The NOHFC program helps to promote financial security and jobs for the northern communities. With this funding being available to smaller companies, it allows growth in each industry. By just adding one more employee for a smaller company, it has allowed SYCTR to grow 100%. This has opened project opportunities for Indigenous communities in this area. SYCTR is very appreciative of this program funding and all that help administer it." $21,258 for the engraving shop to hire a graphic design intern to take on graphic design and marketing duties. The engraving shop has had the privilege of employing a full-time graphic designer with NOHFC intern funding. It has been a useful resource to be able to offer competitive wages to help retain our local talent in Northern Ontario," said Sean McKinstry, co-owner of the engraving shop. The NOHFC has invested more than $147 million in 865 projects in the Nipissing area, leveraging more than $637 million in investment and creating or sustaining 1,531 jobs.